presenting Dick Cole and his thrilling adventures at Farr Military Academy.
We'll always be near to Farr. We'll praise her wherever we are. We'll cheer her each day with a hip hip hooray. It's a rule there's no school like Farr. We'll sing out our loyalty. We'll ring out with voices free. As we travel through life, we will follow our star. We'll always be near to Farr.
Listen, boys and girls, today we bring you another exciting episode in the adventures of Dick Cole at Farr Military Academy. You've known Dick Cole in Blue Bolt Magazine and in Foremost Comics for a long time. And now you meet him every week at this time over this same station on the air. In just a moment, you'll hear from Dick Cole himself. But first, here's a message you'll all want to hear. Here's Dick Cole himself, and I think he has something interesting to tell you about today's story.
Hello, boys and girls. Well, what happened when Simba and I were on the train coming back from a holiday weekend was probably the strangest and certainly one of the most queerly exciting things that has ever happened to us in our lives. Simba and I noticed a little man sitting across the car from us. We had seen how terrified he was, and finally, when we went over to talk to him, he told us why.
I tell you, it's the truth. That big man down at the other end of the car there, he's going to kill me.
But why? What's he want to kill you for?
Why? I can't tell you, but you'll see. I can't get away from him. He's a killer. He'll kill me, murder me before I get off this train.
Of course, when Simba and I had got on that train returning from our weekend, we hadn't a notion of the strange and spine-chilling adventure we were in for. We'd spent the weekend harmlessly enough. We'd been visiting Carol Ames, a cousin of Simba's, who had given a dance and invited a couple of girls for us. And now, sitting in the train, we were discussing the dance and all.
Oh, boy, that date Carol got for me was kind of a drip. But your date, she was a slick chick, eh, Dick?
Oh, she was all right, I guess. Still, I don't know.
Yeah, but I know. Laura Bradley's the one and only, now and forever. You can't see anybody but her.
Your cousin Carol... She's mighty easy on the eyes. I can see her.
Oh, she's not bad. But that boyfriend of hers...
I kind of had a hunch you didn't take to him, Simba. Maybe I got the idea from the way you kept calling him, what was it, creeping paralysis or something?
No. I called him slow death.
That's it.
It was a compliment to him, even at that.
A compliment, huh? Too bad he didn't seem to realize that. What was the trouble with him?
Well, everything. Practically everything. He bites his fingernails, for instance.
Oh, he does, eh? Well, I didn't notice that.
To understand, I didn't actually catch him doing it. But I could tell by the look of his fingernails that he's a biter.
Oh, you could.
Mm-hmm.
Say, you know, Simba, if you aren't a famous detective 10 years from now, I'll eat your uniform.
Any guy that bites his fingernails... Well, Dick, take my advice and don't trust him. You can bet on it, he's a shifty character.
Yeah, it could be, Simba. I'll try awfully hard to remember that. I'm getting hot, aren't you, fella?
Yeah. Wish this was one of those air-cooled cars.
See, do you suppose if we took our jackets off...
We'd disgrace the Farr tradition of neatness at all times?
Yeah.
No, I'm taking mine off right now.
I guess I will, too.
There. There, let me hang yours up too, Dick. Gee, I feel twice as comfortable already.
Yeah, me too.
Look, Dick. I see somebody who isn't very comfortable. Over there, across the car.
The man, you mean?
Yeah.
That funny, nervous little guy in the brown suit?
Yeah. Look at his forehead. He's sweating like a horse.
Yeah.
Doesn't even have the sense to take his jacket off, either.
No, but... Say, Simba, don't look straight at him, because I think he knows we're talking about him. But you notice how he's shaking?
Say, he is at that. Like a scared puppy. Isn't his face, too? He looks... Well... He's frightened, Dick. He's scared green.
He is. If I ever saw fear, raw, naked fear, that's it in his face.
It sure is. Gee, Dick, what do you suppose is the matter with him? What's he so scared of?
He looks like a man the devil himself is after.
Dick, look at him.
Well, he's staring at us.
Yeah, I think he wants us to come over there.
Then why doesn't he signal us?
Maybe he's afraid to. Maybe there's somebody else in this car.
Say, that could be it. That must be it. Suppose we just get up and ease over to him casually as if we didn't know anything was wrong and then just sit down and quietly talk.
Yeah, I think that's what he wants us to do. And me, I'd kind of like to help him.
Okay, come on. Pardon me, sir. Do you mind if we sit down?
Oh, no. Do sit down. Sit right down. Yes, sit down.
Oh, thank you.
It's a hot day, isn't it?
Yes, it's miserably hot. It's very, very hot, hot indeed.
But you're shivering as if you were cold or...
We thought maybe you were frightened of something. We don't want to pry into your affairs, but we wondered if you could use our help.
But I hardly dare. You boys, I don't know. I just don't...
Oh, come on now. You're safe. We're here, and this car is full of people.
Yes, I know. That's all very well. It's true. Very true.
Look, my friend and I have been in some pretty nasty scrapes together. We know how to take care of ourselves. We've done it often enough. And we don't like to see people up against something they can't lick, like you seem to be. And we'd like to help you.
But I... He's looking now. I'm terrified.
Who's looking?
I... Don't glance around at him just yet. Wait till I tell you.
Which end of the car?
The other end, on the other side. A big man, weighs over 200 pounds, with a gray felt hat on the back of his head. He's sitting there in his shirt sleeves. He's wearing blue pants.
We'll pretend to be looking out of the window.
Yeah.
He is a tough-looking customer. Nasty fellow to tangle with, that's
yeah.
He. But what's with you and him?
What's with...
My friend is trying to say, why are you so frightened? What's the trouble between you and him?
Why am I frightened of him? Oh, just because he's going to kill me, that's all.
Kill you?
Now, listen.
Yeah, yes, he means to kill me. Perhaps before I get off this train, and there's nothing I can do about it, nothing. I'm helpless, like a mouse that's cornered by a cat. I'm absolutely helpless, lost.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Well, tell us, what makes you think...
Think, I know he's going to kill me. That's why he's on this train.
Look, I don't understand this. We're not living in some dictatorship place where they kill people just because they don't like them. Nobody's going to kill anybody, not while I'm on this train.
He's going to kill me.
But what makes you think so? What's his reason?
I can't tell you that. No, I couldn't possibly tell you. All I can say is I'm doomed. Doomed.
Doomed? Oh, listen, cut that stuff. As my friend said, nobody's going to kill anybody while we're on this train.
You boys...
Oh, sure, we'll help you.
Look there. He's seen me talking to you. He's getting up. He's coming. Yes, sir. He's coming here.
Oh, no. Take it easy.
No, that's right. He can't do anything. Not here in the car in broad daylight.
Oh, he can't. You don't know him. Please stay with me. Close to me, please. Please.
There. I'll get on the other side of you. Now you're safe. You've got one of us on each side.
But, oh, look. He hasn't stopped. He's going to do it. He's going to kill me now.
Shh. Calm down. Take it easy. We'll get in front of you. Cover you.
Yeah. Here he is.
He just walked on by.
Well, that's because you two boys were with me. Otherwise, well, I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, skip it. It was easy.
Yeah, but he's just waiting, biding his time. He'll be back. You'll see.
Look, Simba. You just stay here with this man and watch him carefully. Yeah. Don't let anybody get near him. I'm going after that big guy and see what cooks.
Oh, no, don't, please. You'll be in terrible danger. He may kill you.
Well, maybe so, but I'm going anyway.
Dick, let me come along with you.
No, Simba, you stay here and look after this little guy. I'm going to hunt up that big ape.
Remember, he's a killer.
Yeah, watch yourself, Dick.
Don't talk to him. Pretend you don't know who he is. Just walk right on by.
Come on back in a couple of minutes or I'll be coming after you.
I'll be back, don't worry, and soon.
mind. He hasn't come back yet. I'm beginning to be afraid for him. Almost anything, you know, can happen on a train.
Yeah, I know. I don't feel too cozy about him myself. Oh, there he is. Dick, fella.
Hi.
Gee, I'm relieved to see you. Well, why have you been gone so long?
What's the matter, kid? Don't you think I know how to take care of myself? Huh?
Yes, but the big guy, did you see him?
No, that's a funny thing. I couldn't find him anywhere. I looked all up and down the cars ahead.
It's a fortunate thing you didn't find him, boy. A very, very fortunate thing.
And maybe so, but look, this train's bearing along at 60 miles an hour or more. Where is he? He couldn't have gotten off.
No, he didn't get off.
Look, it's the big guy.
Yeah. Please, stick close to me. Close, please.
We will. Don't worry. Nothing will happen. We're here.
Oh, he passed by again. Thanks to you boys.
He sure looks like murder to me, hey, Dick?
Yes, he sure does. Our friend here, I really am worried about him.
I appreciate that.
Listen, why don't you get off at the next station? Simba and I will delay the big fella, trip him or something, while you make your getaway.
No, that wouldn't do at all.
Why not?
Well, he'd catch up with me if it were just a regular stop. After all, you couldn't bind him and gag him.
No, I suppose we couldn't. Then what do you suggest?
Let me think a minute. I believe I have an idea.
Yeah? Well, tell us.
How long will you boys be on this train?
We don't get to our stop until after 10 p.m.
Good. That's perfect, because...
We're listening.
Well, this train, about 9:15 p.m., passes over the McClellan Bridge.
Yes, that's right.
And just before it runs onto the bridge, it slows down to take the bridge at 20 miles an hour or so.
Say, come to think of it, that's true. I never specially noticed it, but I remember it now.
Yes, so do I, but how will that help you?
Here's how it will help. When the train slows down before reaching the bridge, I'll go to the end of the car and jump off.
But you'll hurt yourself.
No, I'm as light on my feet as a cat.
Yeah, I guess that'll be all right. But the big guy, he'll jump right after you.
Not if you two boys will help me.
Oh, you know we'll do that.
Well, then, when I make for the end of the car as the train slows down, you two follow me.
Yes?
You stand in the doorway as that killer comes after me.
Yeah, okay.
Hold him for dear life. Trip him, tackle him, anything.
All right, we will.
If you can delay him for just half a minute, it'll be too late for him to follow me.
Say, that's true.
Yes, because by the time he can get away from you two boys, the train will be on the bridge and... He'd be apt to kill himself if he jumped off.
Yes, he would that.
Yeah. Well, then, what do you think of my plan?
I think it's the only way. A great idea, don't you, Dick?
Yes, I think it's a swell idea.
In that case, you boys agree to help me and follow out the plan just as I've described it?
Yes, sir, we do. We sure do.
Very good. Then you just sit right here with me. Please don't budge from my side till we reach the railroad bridge.
Look, Dick, it's 9:10 by my watch. We'll be slowing down in just a couple of minutes now.
Yeah, that's right. So what are we waiting for? Let's get up now.
No. We must do nothing to arouse that killer's suspicions. Otherwise, he might ruin our plans.
Oh, well, I hadn't thought of that. But we wouldn't want to miss our cue.
We won't. The instant the train is slowed down to 20 miles an hour, we'll make for that door.
But how we know?
I can tell. Never fear. I can tell.
You know, I think the train has begun to slow down already.
Yes, it has.
Yes, but just a moment. I glance back to where the killer's sitting, and he's on the alert, watching us like a hawk.
Yes, he is. I can see that.
And so, wait. The train, I believe, will whistle just as it rounds the bend to take the bridge.
Gee, I... Well, don't you think we'd better...
Now, come with me, boys.
Okay.
And watch it.
Yes.
Watch that man. Don't let him kill me. Hold him while I jump off. It's life or death.
In just a moment, we'll get back to our story. But first, here's an important message for you all.
Thank you.
back to our story. In accordance with their plans, Dick and Simba and the terrified little man have sprung up from their seats as the train slows down before crossing the railroad bridge. While the little man jumps off and makes his getaway, Dick and Simba are supposed to delay the big man in any way they can. The three of them are rushing toward the end of the car.
The big one, the killer, he's following us. He's running. He's after us.
Yeah.
I'll open the door.
Simba, wait a minute. Now listen.
Yeah, Dick?
Look, you grab that little guy.
Huh?
Don't let him get off the train. Grab him.
But Dick, I'll
explain later. There's no time. You take care of the little guy. I'm going to hop off the train with the big fellow.
But Dick, what is this?
The little guy, he's a phony and dangerous. Grab him now.
Okay.
There, boy, what are you doing? Why are you holding me back? You killed me. But boy, please let me go.
No, I won't kill you, Weasel. Don't worry. That's not my job. And you, kid, listen. You hang on to that little runt. Tell the conductor he's wanted by the federal government. Tell them he's a spy. Now, your friend and I, we've got to take off.
Yeah, I got him. But I...
All right, you other boy. You ready to jump?
Yes, sir.
We've almost reached that bridge.
Yeah, I'm all ready.
Okay, then, let's go. 1, 2, 3!
So long, Simba!
Dick! Let me go! Please, let me go!
Dick, jump too! Why did he jump?
Let me go!
Hey, you! You get in here, see?
Kid, you all right?
Yeah, sure. I twisted my ankle a little, but that's all. It's a soft bank here.
Yes, but take it easy, whatever you do. Be careful. The man we want, the big boss, he must be hiding somewhere in that thick grass just below here. Come on, let's get into it, quick.
You hear that?
Yeah, sure. Just crickets, though. But keep your ears open. This man, he's knocked off 4 of our men already.
Gee, it's dark here.
Shh. Listen. I think that's him, the man we want.
Was that you?
Yeah. Now wait. Yeah. Stop right where you are now. There in that gully off to the right, over near the river. Come here, kid. Come closer. That's right. We'll make our plans.
All right, I'm coming. Where are you?
Here. Over here.
Yeah, I can just see you. Okay, shoot.
Now, the boss man down in the thicket there, he isn't sure whether I'm his little friend or not. You know, the chap you boys picked up on the train?
No, I suppose not.
So, he's going to be mighty careful. He won't take any chances until he feels sure.
Yeah, I get it.
So now listen, I'm going to creep up on him. Give him the signal, see? And you, circle around that way, to the right, see?
Yeah, I see.
Now the point is, this man, whoever he is, he's a killer, kid. Like I said, he's done in 4 of our agents already. He moves swiftly and deadly, like a snake.
But not this time.
I hope not. Now, if he gets suspicious and starts to shoot, you will have circled around, see, and you can grab him from behind.
Okay, I get it. Okay.
There. He's wondering what's holding me up. Now, wait. I'll give the signal. Then we'll have to get going. All right, kid. And watch it. And good luck.
Yeah. So long, and good luck to you, too.
It winged me. It clipped me. I lost my gun.
A trap, huh? That'll teach you, you stupid flatfoot. Now say your prayers because this one is going right between your eyes.
So, it is Dr. Brandt after all, eh? The widely famous, highly respected Dr. Brandt, leader of a notorious ring of international spies. We've suspected you for months, so you are the man after all.
That's right, my man. That's entirely right, but you'll never live to tell the story. What's that? Did I hear a sound on the grass? Have you got an accomplice there? Speak, man, speak.
Sure. The place is full of them everywhere. Accomplices everywhere.
That was your last laugh, my friend. Your very last. I'm going to stop it now, forever.
Move there. No, you...
That's it, kid. Now, hold him a second. Hold him.
Yeah.
Oh, kid, I'll be right there with you.
I'll kill you. I'll kill you. Whoever you are, I'll kill you.
No, you won't.
I knocked the gun out of your hands.
Yes, but I'll strangle you, my lad. Your friend there, he's wounded. He can't hurt you. And as for me, I'm far, far stronger than you are. Stronger than any man.
Come on, hurry. I'll be right with you.
I've got him.
Keep up the good work.
I've got him.
Here, I'll use the handcuffs, the ones he's going to wear. And I'll beat him with them.
Oh.
That's it. I guess that did it. Yeah. That really did it.
Yeah. Look, he's moving. He isn't out quite. Better slip those handcuffs on him, quick.
Yeah, guess I'd better. Good idea. We can't make any more trouble now. So, the famous Dr. Brandt, we've got him at last.
We sure have. But you're bleeding. Are you hurt bad?
No, not too bad. He clipped me in the arm and shoulder, that's all. But we'll have to get out of here right away.
Yeah, I'll revive the doctor here with some water out of the river. Gee, this has been a mighty exciting evening for me.
Yes, and I'm plenty grateful to you, boy.
Oh.
I wonder how your friend came out with Weasel, the little guy in the train.
Well, my guess is he's okay. But I'll bet he's plenty mystified about how all this happened and why. Yes, there'll be lots to explain to him when I get back to Far.
Lots to explain to Simba? Well, I'll say. First place, what had the little man been really frightened of on the train? And how had Dick found him out? What had Dr. Brandt been waiting for in the thicket beside the McClellan Bridge? And, well, let's listen as Dick Cole solved these intriguing mysteries for Simba that night at Far.
Yeah, that's right, Dick. So we took the little guy to the local jail. For some reason or other, the conductor and the cops kind of thought I was on the level. I don't know why they did, since I didn't have any idea at all of what the little guy had done.
I'm sorry, Simba. But you see, there was no chance for me to explain. You understand now that the little guy belonged to a gang of international crooks. A spy ring.
Yeah, I understand that.
He was merely a pawn in the gang, not an important member, and they were using him as a messenger.
For what?
He was taking the plans of a new secret weapon to Dr. Brandt, who in turn would pass it along to a certain foreign power.
Well, did the big guy, the detective, know all this?
Sure.
Then why didn't he just nab the little fellow, Weasel, I guess they call him, on the train?
Because Weasel wasn't really important. The detective wanted to get the man that was behind it all. That's why he waited till Weasel tried to make his getaway, because he knew Weasel would lead him straight to Dr. Brandt.
Oh, I see. And that's why Weasel pretended he was so scared? So he could get us to help him by holding the big guy, the detective, while he hopped off the train and connected with Dr. Brandt?
Yes, that's it, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are still some things I don't understand. For instance, how come you knew all about this? Where did you find out?
Remember when I got up in the train and left you sitting with a little guy?
Oh, sure, of course.
Well, I walked to the end of the car and opened the door, and here's what happened then.
Gee, I wonder where he is.
Kid.
Oh, there you are. Now look here, Skip it. You know that little rat, Weasel's his name? He's been telling you some crazy story, else you wouldn't have followed me here.
Well, yes, that's right. Then you're not really going to kill him?
Not if I can help it. That's not my job. It's a much tougher job I've got to do. And I may need your help. Now, you look like you might come in handy. So, well, are you game?
Well, that naturally depends on what you want.
Naturally. That's why I'm going to tell you the whole story. You see, it's like this. That little Weasel, he's just a messenger boy for a gang that's working against our country. He's taking some secret plans to the big shot.
I see. So the detective told you the whole story. And of course you had to tell us that you hadn't been able to find him when you came back in our car.
That's right.
But you must have been suspicious of the little guy from the first. How come?
Simba, and I thought you were such a great detective.
Well, I guess this is one time I missed out.
There were three reasons why I suspected the little guy was a phony. First, he was wearing a heavy jacket on a hot day. That made it look as if he was trying to hide something.
Check.
And then when the big guy passed by the first time, we crowded against the little guy to protect him, remember?
Sure.
And when we did it, I felt a gun in the pocket of his jacket.
Oh, I see. Well, okay, let's have the third reason.
I'm really surprised at you, Simba. The third reason you supplied me yourself.
I did?
Sure. Didn't you notice the little guy's fingernails?
Well, not exactly.
I was afraid of that. Well, you see, they showed unmistakable signs of being bitten, chewed. And remember how you warned me never to trust a nail biter?
Well, I'll be doggone.
Boys and girls, Dick Cole will be back with you in just a moment. But first, here's a special message for all of you. Fans, be sure to listen in again next week, same time, same station, for another thrilling half hour with Dick Cole at Far Military Academy. Yes, plan to meet Dick Cole next week on the air and enjoy another exciting episode from his career, as you've always enjoyed him and his life at Far in those two favorite comic magazines, Blue Bolt and Foremost Comics. And now,
sir, please pardon me just a minute.
What? Oh, Dick, I'm sorry. I almost forgot. You have something to say to our radio listeners. Well, here he is, boys and girls.
Hello again, folks. Well, I just wanted to say a word or two more about our story today. Do you know what it proves?
It proves you should watch for a guy that bites his fingernails.
Now, quiet, Simba. Well, that's one thing it may prove. But I believe there's a more important message in it, too. And to put that message in my own words, well, I'd say it's this. We have a pretty fine country that we live in here. A law-abiding country where nobody needs to be afraid. Whatever his politics and preferences of one kind or another are, so long as he obeys the law. And I say, let's keep our country that way. Let's safeguard it here at home in everything that we as individuals, one kind or another, are, so long as he obeys the law. And I say, let's keep our country that way. Let's safeguard it here at home in everything that we as individuals do or say. Let's remember, it's a great thing to live in a land of free men.
Yes, sir, and never forget it. And here's something else to remember. We'll be with you again, folks, at the same time next week. So be sure to join us. Don't forget, it's a date.